Maybe you don't know, you don't consciously know, but I kind of was half conducting it,
yeah.
right? And what happens when a conductor chooses to do that, it's a disappointment. When a conductor kind of starts half conducting, it's out of disappointment. I do it at school all the time. It's kind of like, oh really? We're not going to work? We're not going to remember what we've practiced a million times? And I'm not going to give all my energy away.
Yeah.
Right? I'll give energy when I feel that you're giving energy. Then I'll reciprocate more, and then you reciprocate. there it is, oh, good, yay! Okay, and that's kind of what I'm going to do. If we start a piece and I'm giving the gusto, but then you're not, then I'm just going to go sit back. I'm going to wait until leaders within each section say, Jana's not the same. Something's going on, and we better prove her wrong right now. Because sometimes as a conductor, this is a conductors like me feel a lot of times that we want it more than our choirs do. Right? That I'm wanting success more than you want the success. That's how I feel a lot of times with all of my groups. I want it more than you do. And so when I feel that that's happening, I always just kind of sit back and chill. And I'll wait until something kind of starts setting up. And then I'm like, oh, okay, now I'll be more expressive as a conductor. Now I'll be more helpful as a conductor. Okay, and that, you may not have consciously been aware of what was happening with that, but you all kind of started stepping up, more. Okay? Make sense? Now, unfortunately, sometimes in concerts, as a matter of fact, I've had that happen to me. It's happened with you guys. It happened at that Woodhull place. That hospital. Where I was like giving it, and then I kind of felt like this womp womp going on. Then I did my whole thing where I was kind of like, and you didn't catch on to what I was doing, and it just kind of stayed. And I've allowed choirs to do that. I've allowed choirs at my school in a concert to do that. Because it's a lesson. It's a lesson that your conductor can't do everything for you all the time. Okay? It's got to be now. Let me remind you guys that starting next Monday, we're going to be going till 8:30. Monday the 15th. We're gonna go till 8:30. So those of you who start to get tired about 20 till 8 and start to kind of check out a little bit around 20 till 8. Okay. What I would like to do, okay, and I need this to happen very quickly. So if you are not singing on Saturday, okay, I need you as quickly as possible to get your stuff and go away. And if you are singing Saturday, stay in your seats. Go away quickly.
Unless we have an emergency with the kids.
I'm sure she wants to go. Enjoy.
The reason I'm singing on Saturday is I want to get prepared for the day, for the concert.
Yeah, well, I missed the last one, so.
The last concert?
The one at the hospital, I didn't go to that.
I didn't go to that either. Too far out.
And there was something else. If I'm available,
now,
I go.
We're just going to start every piece.
I didn't go to the triangle shirt.
We have 2 minutes left. What are you doing? Consolidate?
I didn't want to miss my yoga
class. Consolidate, please. So you're sitting beside people in your section. Altos, you're way too far apart. Consolidate. Lump together, altos, so you're close. Yeah, you two come in the front. Come in the second row. You just sit by Alan. Jeff, what are you doing? Are you not singing on Saturday?
No.
Okay. How many people are singing?
Can I start?
Are you guys singing? Let's go. Perfect. Claire. Saturday? Okay. Where are you going? Where are you going right now? Oh, going back. All right, hold one more round. I just want to start it. Got it? Is everybody ready? Hold one more round. I want to hear power from the first note.